Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially, yes, you said it, on my couch. Welcome. I'm the straight talk doc at gmail.com, the one who's going to help you with things going on in your life, relationship problems, stress, self-esteem issues, you know, image issues, all those things that you may be dealing with. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Yeah. And, you know, guys out there, I encourage you to call in if you'd like, if you have any questions or comments, as I always do here on LA Talk Radio. The number is 323-203-0815. Or if you're shy, you don't want to get your voice on the radio, you can email me. It's docmichelle@AOL. That rhymes. I use that one. docmichelle@AOL.com. That's the one where you ask me the questions if you would like. Whatever they may be, hopefully pertaining to today's subject. So, as always, I ask you guys a lot of questions before we get rolling here with all of my great guests that I have. Are you just kind of zoning out a lot during your day? I mean, do you zone out in front of the TV or computer? Yeah, we all do that. Of course we do. But do you find that you're doing it too much? Are you withdrawing from a lot of activities and friends? And are you just too pooped? Or are you pushing it too hard? Are you doing your work and getting stressed and trying to manage your personal affairs? And, oh my gosh, I got to run out there and be with my friends. They're going to hate me. Are you just crazed? I mean, you know. And are you procrastinating a lot, guys? Yeah. How about this one? This is one I hear commonly in my office. It's filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing problems. Right? Well, I got to do this. No, I have to do that. I have to do... Yeah, it's called defocusing because you don't want to deal with what's going on inside you and other people. You don't want to really talk with them and face what's going on and have really very healthy communication with them or your own issues that are eating you up inside. Right? Or are you even taking your stress out on others? You know, passive aggressive? Ooh, I know you're good at that. We all do that sometimes. Too much. Not good. Do you lash out? You have angry outbursts? Do you make the excuse that, yes, angry outbursts are good. If I get it out, I'll feel better. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe for a second, millisecond, and that rush that you have. Kind of get you that little addiction going on again. That addiction you have to that anger. Things like that. So they're not healthy, basically. So there are so many things that you can do. I've talked about stress for so long. I've talked about managing your life better. I've talked about all these great things. But and we're talking about it again today, as a matter of fact. But we're not only talking about managing your stress, but we're talking about structuring your day for greater peace, happiness, and mindfulness. You've heard me talk about mindfulness before. We're going to talk about that as well. And my on-air guest is a world-renowned woman who I've had on before. She's amazing. Barb Schmidt is a businesswoman, philanthropist, spiritual teacher. She has over 30 years devoted to developing herself spiritually and also the research she's done. She has studied with Deepak Chopra, Scott Peck, the Dalai Lama. Are you kidding me? among many other notable teachers. As founder of Spirit of Giving Network and co-founder and past president of Ronald McDonald Children Charities of South Florida, Barb has raised millions of dollars for children and families in need. She's an all-around wonderful, loving, giving human being, the kind of person we want in our lives. And you can have her in your life if you read her book and embrace her concepts and listen right now on LA Talk Radio. She's written a book. It's called The Practice, Simple Truth for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. So, Barb, you're on the phone with us live. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. It's so nice to have you back on the show. I always like talking with you.
It's an honor to be here.
Aw, well, you're such an inspiration to so many people. So, oh, by the way, guys, you can see Barb's latest TEDx talk. It's really good. It's on the importance of sitting with ourselves, as you call it, Barb, to plug back in. Maybe you could kind of share a little bit about that so folks can, you know, just see what you're all about. What does that plugging back in thing mean?
Well, I'm on this quest to demystify the word meditation and really help people understand that what meditation is just sitting with yourself. Yeah. What mindfulness is just focusing our attention. Yeah. So in that sitting with ourselves, we're learning to train ourselves to be in the present moment. And this idea of having all of this technology at our fingertips, which is not bad or good, it just is. And it really can be a great good if we can learn how to use it. But I believe what's happened is we become more and more externally driven, and we're losing touch with ourselves, actually. Yeah. We're not taking the time to stay connected with us so that we can know, what do we want? Who are we? What do we desire? What action do we want to take? How do we feel? So the more we stay connected externally and not connecting with ourselves, it's getting, the divide is becoming more and more. So in this idea of making meditation demystified and more accessible to people, I'm also saying this idea of just being with you for a few minutes, plugging into you, connecting to you, that's really where your greatest balance, where your greatest accomplishments can lie. By having your life connected to you, you live your lives from the inside out instead of being at the mercy of the external world. So that's the TED Talk. It was that idea of how do we just sit with ourselves each morning to start the day, and we learn how to be.
Oh, just be, folks. I always say just be. And, you know, Barb is the expert at it. Also, when I watched your TEDx talk, it was so inspiring. And, guys, it's not that, you know, come on, take some time out during your, it's only like 15 minutes. It's an inspirational talk. You're talking about, well, you mentioned a statement, Barb, from Viktor Frankl's famous book, Man's Search for Meaning, which is what you were just talking about. Between stimulus and response, there's a space. And in that space is our power to choose our response. So how can we get that growth and freedom with all the stimuli that we have going on in our lives, you know, I talked about earlier? Oh, my God.
I know. People are going to say, oh, come on, can this really happen? And I know it's really difficult. It's not easy to think about how can we truly start to slow down the mind, slow down the thoughts in the mind just a little bit so we can find that space. You know, and that's what the sitting with yourself does. You start to learn to not engage thoughts. You let the thoughts come and go. You can't stop them, but you can start to focus your attention on your breath or a mantra or a phrase or a passage or whatever it is, that tool that you can use to bring your mind back to when it starts to get engaged in thoughts. You look at Viktor Frankl, that Man's Search for Meaning is one of the most brilliant, meaningful books that I've ever read in my life. And you look at him in a Nazi concentration camp.
Oh my God, yes.
And here he is teaching us about finding freedom.
Right.
So the external world can be totally out of our control, which it is. I mean, in his case, it was, you know, so incredibly out of his control in every sense of the word. But our external life is out of our control, too. We don't have a say in what's going to happen externally, but we can find that growth and the freedom internally by not reacting, by not becoming this person that's always on the defense. We can really be in charge of our own lives have our own sense of power and control. That's where our control can come. Mm-hmm. But none of that can happen unless we're connected to ourselves.
Yeah, that's so true. Gosh, you're so right, Barb. Yeah. By the way, guys, if you have never read it, you've got to get hold of the book Man's Search for Meaning. It is a classic. It is on my top five of must-read books in the world. It's, of course, Viktor Frankl's famous writings about surviving in a Nazi concentration camp. He's a brilliant, inspirational writer. Amazing guy. You know what I also love, Barb, in your TEDx talk, and of course I've read so much about you and your book, of course, what we're talking about today, The Practice. Would you mind sharing your story a little bit about going into treatment for bulimia? That's tough. And can you kind of talk about what you learned from that?
Sure. I grew up in an addictive household. Both of my parents were alcoholics. So when I would wake up every morning, I didn't know which mom I was going to wake up to. I didn't know what was going to be happening. So I had always this sense of being on guard, or always this sense of not knowing what was going to happen next. So as a child, always trying to find my place, what was up and what was down, I had this deep sense of disconnected from myself, of lack of self-worth, but I also had this feeling that I wanted to make it. We were not well off as a family, and so I thought, there's got to be more out there. I would watch television and see all these actors and all these great things that look so good on the outside world.
Right.
So I really worked hard in school, and I started working for McDonald's when I was a sophomore in high school, and ended up continuing my work with them. And ultimately ended up owning my own restaurants before the age of 21. But what happened during that whole time was I developed the eating disorder bulimia.
Right.
And so I suffered with that disease for about 7 or 8 years, and I woke up one morning in 1984 and said, I can't live this way anymore, and ended up checking myself into treatment. But what I want to say about the disease of bulimia, as a child growing up and even being successful in the external world, inside I was falling apart. I was crumbling from the inside out. And what I used to say to myself was, I certainly didn't feel loved, or I didn't feel that I belonged, but the greatest thing was, I didn't think that I mattered.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought, if I just keep accomplishing, if I just keep doing, work a little bit harder, keep going, it won't matter that you don't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So amazing. And I think a lot of people feel that way today in the teachings that I do. I'm teaching high school kids, I'm teaching autistic adults, I'm teaching football players. They feel they don't matter.
Right.
And I can relate to that, whether you suffer from a disease or an addiction or not. If you don't matter, if you think that you don't matter, it's going to be really difficult to live any kind of life without stress, without meaning, without purpose, without happiness.
Right.
So it's about trying to get connected to yourself and understanding you do matter. So treatment helped me, going through therapy, getting connected with myself, helped me see I do matter. And this is my one, as Mary Oliver says, my one wild and precious life.
Yeah.
And what can I do to get on a path that's going to keep me not only in recovery, but keep me thriving and really living the life that I came here to live?
That is so true. By the way, in case you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. And my special guest today is Barb Schmidt. She's, among many things, philanthropist, businesswoman, spiritual teacher, world-renowned. She's written her book called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. And again, if you guys would like to call Barb and ask her a question about finding these things within yourselves, please give us a call here, 323-203-0815. And if you're shy and you'd rather email us, you can do so, docmichelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's at AOL. We received a real quick email here from someone that this is perfect timing. Can I shoot this in here so we can just, just talked about your bulimia, Barb, and thanks again for sharing that. This is from Deirdre. And she said, hey, Barb, I was in treatment 1 year ago for 60 days for my bulimia. I have learned through therapy to love myself and take care of my addiction. My therapist said it was about control issues. What do you think about that? That's a good question.
First of all, congratulations, Deirdre. Getting into treatment, coming out, and knowing you're whole and complete, you're just a beautiful light. Mm. I really honor that, and I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
It is about control, and it's about, for me, it was about understanding that I can't control the outside world, but I can start to control my own thoughts, mm-hmm. my own actions. I can start to get in touch with myself and know how I feel, yeah. know what I want, know what's in store for me next. I said in the TED Talk, we think over 50,000 thoughts a day, with more than half of those thoughts being negative.
Right.
So as you come out of treatment and you start engaging in the external world, you start to notice that my mind is going all the time. And by negative, it means, I'm scared, or I don't like the hair on that person that's sitting next to me. Or
right.
Whatever it is, it's having that attitude of not being okay with what is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I have learned is, we have to learn how to get connected with ourselves so that we can have that sense of being the boss of our own lives. And we can only do that through the thoughts of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get a hold of the thoughts in the mind that are telling us we're not good enough, or other people aren't good enough, or my life isn't complete because of things that are happening in the external world. And when we really get that, really it's that Scott Peck. Remember he said in The Road Less Traveled, life is difficult.
Oh,
when
yeah.
you truly understand life is difficult,
right.
it no longer ceases to be difficult because it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So yes, DJ, it is about control, and it's about you understanding that you hold the key and you are in control and you are the boss of your own life. And I know that that has become a reality for me in recovery for the past 30 years by getting a hold of the thoughts in the mind.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for helping, Deirdre. And thank you, Deirdre. Bless your heart for emailing us. We really appreciate yeah. your feeling open enough to share that with us. And also, you might pick up Barb Schmidt's book. It's called The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. Just Google Barb Schmidt online, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, and she's up all over the place. And you can pick up her book anywhere, Amazon, anything, that sells books, any place. And you can walk into the store, too. What a concept. So thanks, Deirdre, so much. Let's get to it. Speaking about your book, The Practice, you say that we're all meant to be happy. But, it's funny, Barb, one of the most common thing I hear from patients who come in every day is, I have no idea how to feel happy anymore. This is coming from, I'm even talking about young adults who are 18. They're so burdened with college and young adults and then upwards, Where, what is happiness? I lost that. Where did that go away along the way, So what is your definition of happiness, and how can we kind of reach out to find it?
It is that elusive thing that everyone is talking about and that everyone is trying to find. And when I say uncovering happiness in the title of the book, that's really what I mean. It's already there waiting for us. We just have to connect with it. And my definition of happiness, it's not externally driven. It's I think we're looking for things in the external world to line up so that then we can be happy. And it's really what Deidre said. It's we're looking for the external world to become under our control instead of us being in charge of our own lives. So happiness for me is knowing that I am strong, capable, confident, loving, secure, and that within me is everything that I need to handle the external world and not only survive, but to thrive and know that I am okay and know that I matter. It's really about strength. Happiness is strength. It's, yes, we can feel those feelings of happiness when our child is born, or when my daughter graduated from college, I was so ecstatic. We can have those moments of that external happiness, of course. But if we want that inner happiness, that inner joy, it's all about strength and it's all about power for me. It's been feeling like I have control of my own life, feeling like I am connected to me and that I do matter, and that this is the life that I'm meant to be living, really knowing how connected I am. So I would say people that are out there trying to find the happiness, it's because it's externally driven and you can't, it's elusive, it'll always escape you because it's already inside of you. It's about your own power and your own strength and your own courage, and ultimately to live your life. I think you started off, I was listening to the show before I got on, that idea of I can say no to somebody and it's okay. I can make up my own mind and live in a kind, loving way, but really stand in my own 2 feet and really be grounded in who I am and not think that someone is not going to like me because I have to say no.
Right.
Or I can't do what it is they want me to do. That's happiness. That is the happiness for me.
Yes, and that's as we just discussed with Deirdre, that has to do with control issues. You know, I am going to take control and be assertive, and it's okay for me to say what I need to say lovingly, and have my truth. Everyone has their truth, yeah. But you know,
and it doesn't happen overnight. This happens little by little,
right?
You sit with yourself every single morning and get connected to you and start learning how. You can have a say in what the mind is thinking. You can have control. You can take back the power of your own life.
Sure.
Little by little, can you see how you get that power? You get that strength. So now I'm doing this every morning, tapping into that power and strength. And then I can go say to my friend, look, I know I said yes, but I've really thought about it, and I just can't do it. I hope that you understand. I love you very much, but I'm not going to be able to say yes.
Yeah.
And knowing that they might not like it.
Yes.
You still are owning your own truth. And you're still feeling okay because, as you said, you were being loving and kind. But you're also not giving away your own power and your own strength and your voice.
Right.
How often do we give away our own voice?
Yes, it's so true. And I think, you know, you guys out there listening should think about that. How often do you do that? You know, just to...
Well, how can you be happy?
Exactly.
And give away your own voice?
No.
You can't.
No, it's true. Yeah. You're always worried about what other people are going to think or say or, you know, and that's not to be the opposite, narcissistic. I'm just saying that you get to have your own thoughts, your own needs, wants, truth, and lovingly express those when they're not working for you with other people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, listen, guys, if you want to call in live here and talk to Barb Schmidt, my special guest, author of The Practice, a great book, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness, give us a call. You want to talk? It's cool. 323-203-0815. We do have a lot of emails coming in for those shy folks who don't want to get on the air, and we'll tackle those in just a little bit, but that email address here I use at the LA Talk radio station is Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's. At AOL. Kind of rhymes there. I like that. So let's just kind of jump into some of the concepts here that we can get people to understand here in your book, The Practice. And you talk about three parts or steps that we need to do to help us find inner peace, manage stress, and really, as you said, uncover our happiness. So maybe we can just say, first of all, what are those three steps? And then we'll get into them in a little bit.
So for me, practicing for 30 years when I got out of recovery, it's this idea, how can I weave all these simple practices throughout my day so that my day feels integrated, so that I feel like I'm on my spiritual path or I'm on my path of life and it's not separate. I go do my meditation and then I go into my business meeting. It's really trying to integrate it. So for me, as I've done this for 30 years, it's really been coming down to I wake up first and I sit with myself. So I plug into me. I get grounded in me. This is where my balance, my patience, my inner knowing, my strength, my listening to my intuition. This is where I sit with myself for a few minutes to start the day. So that's the waking up.
Right.
And then how do I carry that throughout the day? And I do that by practicing, focusing my attention. When my mind starts to wander, I get stressed or I get angry, I take a few deep breaths and bring my mind back to the present moment with a mantra, with affirmations. So in the morning and waking up, I've been practicing sitting with myself, letting the thoughts come and go. This is where the power comes, that I have control over the thoughts that I'm thinking. And then so during the day, when my thoughts are taking me down a stressful, worrisome road, or if I am being stressed for a real good reason and I'm called to take an action, the best place that I can take an action is from my own power, from my own strength, from my own ability to know what to do. So that's focusing my attention, learning how to be mindful, learning how to bring my attention back to the present moment wherever possible. And I read for inspiration before maybe I start my day. I try to find other things besides the external world to inspire me, great teachers or movies or masters that can lift me up instead of bringing me down. A lot of things, let's face it, in the external world are negative and bring us down. So what could I do? What little thing can I do a few minutes each day to inspire me? And then the big one is letting go. How do I reflect back on the day? Ask myself a few questions after the day is over. I get back in bed after I've watched television. I just sit with myself for a few minutes, ask myself a few questions. You know, there was a... When I founded this practice of letting go, I was thinking about when I was doing some studies and looking at some studies. There's a study out of Harvard that the brain holds on to things that aren't finished.
Yes.
And it doesn't let them go. And it keeps holding on to them until they know that they're finished or until they forget them.
Mm-hmm.
But you imagine your brain holding on to all of this stuff all the time.
Right.
No wonder we wake up in the morning tired or stressed or feeling like we don't have enough energy.
Right.
So at the end of the day, learning how to let it all go, just having that intention, having a practice of, I can't change what happened. I did my best, good, bad, or indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
And since I don't have control over changing it, I do have control over letting it go and being able to go into my night with a peaceful sleep.
Yes.
So just like you started the day with breathing and paying attention to the breath and not paying attention to thoughts, you end the day in that same way.
Mm, beautiful. And, you know, those really are steps. And these are not that difficult, guys. It's just sort of getting into a habit, forming these habits. And they don't take that long. It's not that tedious. And this is something I hear from, you know, people all the time. Is how much is it going to take? How long is it going to take? How, you know, it's like, slow down. You know, you're the one that's always filling up every minute of the day to avoid facing problems. So let's fill it up with 15 minutes in the morning or 10 minutes, whatever. With waking up and then do that living present thing during the day, and we'll talk a little bit more about how you can develop that, and just letting go to make peace with yourself. And you can do this during the day, guys. It's not like, well, okay, for 1 month I'm going to do waking up. You know, you can do this every day, as Barb says. So that's the way
it is. Just a few minutes. You know,
it
is difficult if you've never done it before, so just a few minutes. And I want to say, just especially with the letting go part, just setting the intention, just acknowledging it, just calling it out, just being aware is more than half. I would say probably even 80 or 90% of it, just by saying, I want to have this ability. I want to set this intention of letting it go. I'm calling it out there. I'm naming it. And then going to sleep, focusing your attention on your breath or a mantra or an affirmation, that's everything. Then the results will come.
Exactly. And I know, you know, like we talked about a short while ago, your goal is to demystify that whole thing about meditation. I mean, everybody thinks they have to become the Dalai Lama, you know, to really get into, you know, you have to. No, you can live in the present world and function and be a very high functioning, whatever you want to do. Whether it's creativity, business, whatever, and you know, practice your own meditation. So how do you kind of just keep it simple for listeners in terms of helping them try to just meditate a little bit?
Yeah. So the most simple, first I want to say, this is the first thing to think about. Yes, the Dalai Lama, certainly that's his, you know, that's it. He's a Buddhist monk.
Yeah.
But when you think about what he's saying, meditation, sitting with yourself, all those things that we're talking about today, one of the things that I came out of retreat with him once, I thought, well, you know what he's saying? Just do a little bit every day, really.
Yeah.
So if you take a vitamin, we all probably take vitamins. Most of us think that taking a vitamin will be good for our health. So we are committed. We have a daily habit of taking a vitamin.
Right.
Now, we wouldn't take 30 days worth of vitamins in one day to give us our health for those 30 days. We do a little bit, one every day. So first thing I would recommend anybody listening to this, I would say just sit down for even 2 minutes.
Yep.
Just sit down for 2 minutes, first thing in the morning, just to sit down with yourself. You don't have to sit in a lotus position, sit on the floor, sit in a chair, but just sit with yourself. Just get comfortable, relax your shoulders, somewhat straight so you don't fall asleep. Put your hands gently in your lap. Close your eyes or focus your gaze down at the floor and really just start to notice your breath. Let it fill your heart. Let it go up through your head, down through your toes. Just to start to notice that this is your life force and that you have this magnificent breath going for you that you don't even have to tell it to breathe. It's that much of a gift. And when you start noticing your breath, the thoughts are coming. Just gently bring your attention back to the breath. Let the thoughts come and go. But just focus your attention on the breath as you notice this breath, this magnificent breath going through your body. And just do that for 2 minutes every day.
Wow.
Then carry that through the day. You're feeling stressed? Just start noticing your breath. Come back inside to yourself. And you kind of get this rhythm. I'm going to come into myself, then I'm going to go out into the world. I come in and I go out. And little by little, you get this, I'm feeling stressed right now. Let me come inside and see what's going on. Okay, Barb. You're feeling stressed. What's happening? What are you feeling? What's going on in this moment? What can I do? What control can I take? What action can I take? you just learn how to then keep checking in with yourself is what I say. How do I check in with myself little by little all day long? But it starts with that first sitting with that, even just a couple of minutes. I'm teaching high school kids 1 minute.
Right.
Just connect with yourself for 1 minute. No technology for just 1 minute to start your day. It all starts with that grounding, that first couple minutes of listening to your breath, focusing on your breath, listening to your heart, listening to that inner guide, that voice inside. It's really telling you who you are, how you feel, what's going on. I wake up every morning and do this, and I also wake up every morning and say to myself, how are you feeling today, Barb?
Yes.
You know, that voice will
yes.
say,
right.
You know, back's yeah. a little sore, mm. neck's feeling a little tense. I'm feeling great. You just get so connected to you that you're really having your own friendship and your own relationship with you.
Mm. That's exactly right. I love that. That's beautiful. You know, Barb, there's nothing wrong with talking to ourselves and asking, you know, maybe not out loud if you're in public, okay? But, I mean, truly, if you're in a peaceful place, think these thoughts within yourself. Ask yourself these questions. You know, that's having a relationship with yourself. You know, that's exactly.
You know, I asked myself this question. I started this a while ago. Why do I spend my life striving to be something that I wouldn't want to be? Let's face it, we say yes to things that we don't want to, or we're out doing things, we're in jobs that maybe it isn't what we want to do. Maybe we still need to be there, but we can be working towards what our next step will be. So I always ask myself that. And then it's interesting to say, if I really or only knew what I wanted.
Yeah.
So that's in connecting with ourselves and listening. If I only knew what I wanted, I would not waste my time doing things that are the opposite of what it is that I want.
Yes, exactly. Right.
So we can't answer any of those questions without knowing who we are and without connecting with ourselves first. So the TED Talk, The Power of Sitting with Yourself, is truly just that.
Power, it is, guys.
Powerful.
It is powerful. It's a great talk, by the way. It's Barb's latest online. If you want to go to, you know, the TED Talk, or just Google Barb Schmidt, and you'll find it. She's also the author of the book we're talking about today as well, The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. We got another really good email, if I could just throw this out to you, and we'll, you know, just we'll help this person out. This is from Jason. He said, I'm 32 years old and have a good job and a pretty good relationship, but I have a strange family. How can I, quote, live in the present when I still have to deal with my dad, who abused me when I was young? I don't like him, although he is mellowed. That's a good question. How do I deal with him these days?
That's a really good question. First of all, I think making sure that you've worked through all the feelings of that abuse.
Yeah.
I didn't speak about this in my book, and I'll say it right here for the first time now on live. I also was abused as a child. Mm. So that idea of abuse is, it leaves a mark in the body, not only in the mind, not only in our hearts and our souls, but it definitely leaves a mark in the body. And so it's when you're around people that have inflicted that upon you, it's going to affect you mentally, spiritually, physically. It affects the body. It affects your feelings. So I would say, please do all the work that you possibly can to release that. Not to condone it, but to really know that it wasn't about you and come to that place of forgiveness. Now, for me, forgiveness in that context of my abuse didn't mean that I was then going to be able to go have a relationship with a person.
Oh,
and this was a family member.
Right.
So it's hard. It's really difficult. And I think when you sit with yourself and you get on a practice and you get into a place of knowing that you matter, knowing what your life is about, working through all your feelings, and getting to that place of forgiveness, but also honoring who you are, respecting who you are, knowing what it is that you can and can't do, and being okay with that.
Yes.
So I got to a place where I could honor this person from afar. I couldn't. I couldn't. He ended up passing away before I could ever end up necessarily being in a relationship or being at a family event. But sometimes that might not work. It might not be okay. And if it is your father, I had very difficult relationships with my mother as well. It's hard. You have to honor yourself, and I can't really tell you how it's going to work out or how it's going to play out for you. But I can say, you need to honor you. You need to take care of you. You need to work through all of your stuff, because you can't be there or be any any good to anyone else around you until you are good and loving and kind to yourself, until you've worked through all of your stuff. And I have found that what happens for me is that when I can work through my stuff, then the answer comes. The voice inside says, this is what you can do. And when you can learn to forgive, the charge of the situation goes away.
Yes.
And then you get clarity on what actions you can take.
Boys.
On what is right for you. And maybe being with your father in a loving way, but not being physically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. Only you will know what the answer is for that, but you have to take care of yourself first.
Boy, is that true, Barb. Thank you so much for helping out. And Jason, thanks so much for having the courage to email us. We really appreciate it. Yeah, you know, Barb, you...
Thank you, Jason. You inspired me to speak of my own because it is that important and you matter so much.
Oh, and yeah, Barb, that is the toughest thing in the whole world, and I'm so familiar with that as well. You know, this is probably why you are such an inspiration to other people too, because you have been through that, Barb, and you know, thanks for being so open about that and sharing that. It's not easy to talk about, that's for sure. You know, but it is part of your growth process that you can share with others too. So.
Yeah, it loses the charge and it makes you so strong.
Yeah.
Jason, you get so strong,
sure.
So internally powerful,
yeah.
And honestly, you get a lot more loving.
Yeah.
Because when you have your own strength and your own power, when you really feel grounded in your own strength and power, you can be loving because you have such clear, beautiful boundaries.
God, it's so true. You know, and a lot of those messages, of course, when we're young and we have to grow up in a household where we are abused physically, verbally, sexually, whatever the horrible abuse is that's going on, you know, our interpretation as little new souls is we're not lovable, we're not worthy. We carry those neural patterns with us all through our lives until we really, like you said, kind of forgive ourselves. And love ourselves. We can, you know, try to really get that and realize, you know, in the Goodwill Hunting, it's not your fault. You know, that movie. You know, but it's so true, right? It's,
and
try to forgive that person who abused you for their unfortunate ability to grasp what it's like to love another human being, you know. That's a toughie.
Yeah.
That's a real toughie.
It is.
So, real quick here, you also talk about affirmations. And a lot of people, you know, oh, yeah, I have an affirmations. I'm a millionaire. I love myself. And they go, it's not working. So, it's like, come on, guys. Give me a break here. How's the best way to work with those affirmations? What would you say about creating those for ourselves individually?
So I love this question because you're right. Most people do say that. I use affirmations to intercept the negative thoughts in my mind.
Yeah.
So as I've been sitting with myself for 30 years, every morning I notice my thoughts, so I know what my thoughts are thinking. I know what my mind is thinking.
Right.
So I use the affirmations all day long to intercept those thoughts. So I can be going about my day feeling good, and then all of a sudden a stressful feeling comes over me, and my mind might say, Barb, you're not up for this task.
Yeah.
And I will immediately say, I am so up for this task, and I am strong, powerful, and confident. Mm-hmm. So you find words that resonate. Strong, powerful, and confident are words that resonate for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I grew, as you said on the show, I grew up not feeling strong, powerful, and confident. So the thoughts in my mind are going to try to bring me down.
Yes.
So I have chosen words that immediately change that thought pattern, intercept those negative thoughts. That it's really not about becoming a millionaire or becoming happy. It's about how do I every single minute not allow my mind to follow the negative thoughts that aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
I am loving, strong, and capable.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to entertain a thought that's going to tell me that I'm not. So for me, that's where affirmations have played a role. And then, of course, at the end of the day, when we're talking about letting go right before sleep, when the mind is, I'm reviewing my day and I'm letting go of some things, and if it was a particularly bad day, my mind might try to trick me into thinking that I can replay the day and change what has happened.
Right.
And I can't. So the mind might say, I knew you weren't smart enough to do that. Look what you did. And I will intercept those thoughts with things like, I am smart. I am powerful. This day is now over. I choose now to go to sleep in peace. Or finding words that peace resonates for me, strength, all of those. So as you play with it, as you work with it, it's really just about intercepting the negative thoughts and bringing you back to the moment that is true. that is real. Right. You are strong and confident.
Ah, that's beautiful. That really is. And that is true. I mean, that's the point. Those words that are true for you, you can't find something that you're not going to believe in. You have to find things that you can word for yourself, just as Barbara, you know, gave you some suggestions, you know, out there.
Yeah.
Hey, Barb, what's
well,
this?
Well, science has said a positive and negative thought can't exist at the same time. So if you want to be rich or famous or loving or kind or whatever it is you're seeking, mm-hmm. you must have those positive thoughts about it, because the negative will counteract all that you truly desire, and you can't possibly achieve it.
Oh, boy, is that true. Hey, Barb, we're on a hard break coming up here for the news, but I just wanted listeners to find out, how can they best learn more about you and watch your TED Talk and get your book, The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness?
Oh, thank you, Dr. Mm-hmm. Michelle, for this beautiful day. Mm-hmm. My website, barbschmidt.com, the TED Talk is there, the book is there, and my nonprofit website. Everything that I do, I founded a nonprofit, so all the things that I do, any money that I make, it all goes back into this nonprofit of helping people find outer peace through inner peace. So that is peacefulmindpeacefullife.org, barbschmidt.com, and peacefulmindpeacefullife.org.
Mm-hmm. Barb, you're the best. Thanks so much. I always love having you on the show. You're great. Thanks for sharing your wisdom.
Have a beautiful day.
Oh, you too. And we'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now. Again, folks, that's Barb Schmidt. And if you want to pick up her book, you can find out more. You can replay the show, download it, of course. Show will be up and available in my archives here on LA Talk Radio. With all that information, tomorrow... You can rerun the show today if you'd like, right here on LATalkRadio.com. Just click on my picture and you got it. As I always say, do take care of yourselves first, guys. That's the way it works in the world. And then you'll be great for everybody else. Uh-huh. All right. Have a great one. And more wonderful shows coming up for you all the rest of the month. Next week, a big surprise. So I'm not going to tell you yet. Take good care, Dr. Michelle Cohen. Out. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing red.